Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father, and from our crucified and risen Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Please be seated. In our gospel reading for today, Jesus commends a woman for her faith. In fact, the Lord of the universe actually seems very impressed with the caliber of her belief. We easily makes us think about how nice it is when we sort of get commendation or sort of a compliment or somebody recognizes what we do. Right? If it's something you're good at or something you put the extra effort into or when something goes well and you've really tried hard and you just sort of want a pat on the back, an attaboy, good job. It especially comes through with kids, right? It's important to encourage children. Right? Let them know that, hey, when you do good, you deserve some encouragement, and when you do bad, well, there's some reprimand involved. But the truth is that it feels good. It feels good to get noticed. It feels good to have a compliment given to you. And so as we sort of reflect on this, wouldn't it be great if Jesus was impressed with us? If somehow he would like stoop down towards the earth and sort of, speak from the clouds, so to speak, and tell us that, he's proud of us for being faithful, for being his followers. Could you imagine if you were on your way home and you literally heard Jesus speak and tell you that? Honestly, your joy would literally shoot through the roof. You wouldn't be able to contain it. It'd be immeasurable. And so reflecting on this reading, we can't help but wonder, why is this woman commended in the first place? How can we have faith like that? Faith that would make the Lord smile down on us. Well, first we have to understand the story. The woman, when Jesus comes into town, the woman cries out to her for help. Lord, I need help. And what does Jesus do? He did not answer her a word. That sounds strange to us, right? And so what happens is the disciples get annoyed, because obviously this woman's not giving up yet. And so as she continues to cry out to Jesus, then the disciples start to cry out to him too and say, hey, look, this lady, she's annoying. Just send her away. We don't want to hear her crying out after us anymore. Get rid of her, Jesus. And so Jesus, he turns around, he dismisses her. I was sent only to the lost sheep of Israel, not for you. You go away. But that's not good enough. That's not good enough. This woman knows that that's not the right answer. And so she responds again. This time she comes and she kneels before the Savior of the world and says, Lord, help me. And so what does Jesus do? Well, his hands are tied now. And so he dismisses her again. It's not right to take the bread from the children and throw it to the dogs. And you'd think at this point the woman would be done, right? The Lord, first he didn't answer me, then he told me to go away. I got on my knees. He still tells me that he's not going to help me out. But she's not done. She is persistent, and she asks him again for his aid. And what she does is she even agrees with his words. You're right, Lord. I am a dog. But give me whatever you can. She realizes who Jesus is, and she realizes who she is. He is the Savior, the Lord of the universe, and she is nothing. A dog or less. This woman then is commended. And the Lord grants her her miracle. Why? Because of her faith. Because it was persistent and strong and unbreakable. She knows that she can do nothing without the Lord and that she needs to rely on him because he is the only one who can help her. Her faith won't let her back down. And so she constantly asks and she constantly asks, and in the end, the Lord commends her. And now she gets this sort of reward where when we read Matthew 15, every time we read it, We get to hear this account of this woman who has such persistent faith. Now, as we bring this to our own context, it all sounds rather familiar, doesn't it? We've all prayed. We've all said our prayer to the Lord for one thing or another. And how often has it felt as if Jesus answered not a word? How often have you prayed and it feels like Jesus just dismisses you? Go away. Has it ever gotten to the point where, you know, like the disciples were, where you start to get annoyed by the constant badgering? Lord, how many times do I have to pray this before you're going to give in? You know, I'm sick of crying out after you. I'm sick of hearing this in my mind all the time. I'm sick of this unfulfilled desire. Lord, why aren't you listening? We can relate all too easily. Because so often it seems as if God isn't listening. Maybe we're not worthy to be answered. Maybe our sin is too great. Maybe he doesn't care. The things that go through our minds, are they not? In times of hardship and affliction, and all of a sudden we go, God, why don't you care? But my friends, Jesus is listening. You know, all throughout this reading, it never said, and Jesus turned off his ears and no longer heard the woman's request. No, he heard her loud and clear the very first time she came. Just because he chose silence to begin with doesn't mean he wasn't listening. It doesn't mean he didn't have compassion. And it never said that Jesus decided that enough was enough and he wasn't going to listen to this lady's request anymore. No, every time she came and asked him for help, Jesus was listening. He heard. He knew. And he never got annoyed. He never said, enough is enough, lady. And what it teaches us about prayer. Rightfully understood, prayer is our expression of trust in the Lord. Not just, oh, I want to trust you when it's convenient, or I want to trust you in a good time, or I want to trust you in a bad time. It's this constant, persistent, unbreakable trust. That's the faith that prays. Bringing our cares and concerns, whatever they may be, to the Lord. And when you do that, when you are on your knees in prayer, begging the Lord for help, it shows two things. One, you believe he's listening. That you wouldn't pray if he wasn't listening. Two, that he can actually help you. But imagine for a moment the story was different. Imagine the woman stopped after the first time, right? She comes and she tells Jesus what's going on, and Jesus doesn't answer. You know, in the Bible we always think everything's, you know, sort of immediate. You know, we can read through the, you know, any of the Gospels in an afternoon, but Jesus did it over the course of 3 years. And so we have no clue how long this woman might have been following him, waiting for his answer. Now, we automatically think, okay, well, this probably just happened over 30 seconds, right? We can read it in 30 seconds. Why didn't it happen in 30 seconds? But as he comes into this region, she might have followed him for half a day. This might have been going on and on and on and on. And so there, so often in our lives, we think, I'm going to pray to the Lord and I expect an immediate response. But how long might the Lord go without answering us a word? Or, you know, what if she kept going and after the second time, you know, and the Lord dismissed her and said, hey, look, I came for the house of Israel. What if she sort of sulked away? She wouldn't have got her miracle. Or what if she became angry when Jesus called her a dog? What if she got mad and said, fine, God doesn't care about me anyway. He thinks I'm nothing more than a dog. I'm done. I'm out of here. I don't deserve this name-calling situation. She wouldn't have been commended for her faith. Her daughter would not have been healed. What it teaches us is that in our own prayer, We ought not despair when we don't get what we want. When it seems as if God is not answering a word, when it seems like maybe he has dismissed us entirely, we ought not despair, but continue to trust in him. To continue to trust in him, whether it's a good time, whether it's a bad time, no matter what it is, in our prayer, in our faith, it has to be consistent and unbreakable and constant. Because that's the prayer of faith. That's a faithful prayer. You think about the word faithful. It means full of faith, persistent forever. Believe that the Lord will always give you your best good, whatever is best for you. The truth is that we can't see it, but he can. He knows what is best, and he has promised that he's listening. He's promised that he's going to be there for you. And so know that Jesus, he's not a stranger to your hardship. The very first time you pray for something, he hears and he knows and he has compassion. But the timing might not be right. He might be granting your requests at a future time. Because that's how much he loves you. He loves you so much that he might not just give you whatever you want, as if you're some sort of entitled child, but he gives you what is best. My kids ask me for candy at every meal. I'm not going to give it to them because I love them. Because I don't want them to eat only sugar. The Lord is the very same way. He doesn't want to give you whatever you want. He wants to give you what is good for you. And sometimes it's really hard for us to understand that because all we see in front of us is sin, is hardship, is suffering, is death, is sickness. And then when we're in the midst of this bad time, we go, Lord, are you even listening at all? To which he gives us texts like Matthew 15, and he says, yes, I am here for you. I am listening. I know your affliction. I know everything that's going on in your life, and I promise I will take care of you. The woman in our text, he knew it. She knew exactly who the Lord was. Someone who cared. Someone who could help her. Somebody who loved her. And she knew who she was. Someone who needed to trust in him. Now, for those who live after this story, we have a great benefit because we get the whole story. We know this Matthew 15 thing. We know about the death that is to come. We know about the resurrection. We know that Jesus has shed his blood for each and every one of us. We know he has died for us. We know he has risen for us. And so if you want the Lord to be impressed with you, with your faith, if you want faith that is commendable in the eyes of God, there is something that you need to do. And granted, you really can't do it by yourself, but there's only one thing the Lord requires. Believe. That's all this woman did. She simply believed and trusted that God would hear her and would help her. And so believe. Believe that God loves you. Believe that Jesus shed his blood for you. Believe that Jesus died for you. Believe that he has risen for you. Believe that he is the promised Messiah who's come down from the line of David that God promised of old. Believe that he will always work for your benefits, even if you can't see it. Believe that he has saved you through baptism just as he promised. Believe that you are forgiven and strengthened through his body and blood. Believe that your prayers are heard. And that they'll be answered according to God's will. My friends, the woman was commended, and all she did was believe. And as the person that God has selected to be his voice in this place, your faith is commended. It's a done deal. Because you do believe. If you didn't, you wouldn't be here. You wouldn't offer your prayers. You wouldn't sit here and sing the hymns. You wouldn't receive from the Lord. You wouldn't hear the readings. You wouldn't open your ears to the sermon. My friends, you believe. And because of that, you have a faith that is commendable to God. Be it done for you. In Jesus' name. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which far surpasses all understanding,
Keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.